And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm thankful you've tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 24, the last chapter of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. In verse number 36, our Lord Jesus has met with these two, Cleopas and his wife Mary. They're on the road to Emmaus. He withheld himself from being known by them. And as he inquires with them when he first engages them there on the road in their trip, he said, what are you all talking about? You're so sad. So they tell him, they said, don't you know what's happened the last several days? We'd had great hope in this one. He was just so wonderful in the things that he had done and things he had said. He was just magnificent and just there's no one better than him. We had hoped that he would be the one that would save Israel, that he would bring Israel back to her former glory. And before we left this morning, before we left Jerusalem, some of the women of our own company said that they went to the grave and his body wasn't there. So we just don't understand about all that. And that's what we're talking about. Jesus challenges them. What's he challenged them with? He challenges them with the word. He said, oh, you're slow of heart. You're foolish to not believe what the prophets have said. And as they walk along, and even as they get to Emmaus and they constrain the Lord to stay with them, he tells out of the Old Testament scriptures how that it was prophesied that he would accomplish these things. From one end to the other, he tells them by every prophet over and over and over again, from Moses to Malachi, if you will. And so they sit down to eat, and he blesses their food, and he breaks it, and he gives it to them, and he takes away their inability to not know that it's him, and they see indeed that it is Jesus, and he vanishes out of their sight. They load up that night, and they go back to Jerusalem. They find the 11 apostles there together, and the rest of the church there too, and they declare, those there in Jerusalem say, the Lord is risen indeed, and Simon has seen him. He's appeared unto Simon and to Peter. And then they tell the things that they experienced that day and how he was known of them. They saw it was Jesus when they were sitting down there to eat. So we come to Luke 24:36, and as they thus spake, there at night, which is interesting, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, right there in the middle of them, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Now, what would be your reaction? It would be a reaction, wouldn't it? Astonishment, amazement. They just didn't believe. They just didn't hear. And how it is with us that we be so close to the Word of God and it be uttered and read and by ourselves and in our presence, and we just don't hear, we just don't comprehend what our Lord conveys unto us. He tells unto them as he appears unto them, he says, peace be unto you. And I rejoice in that. The Lord desires his children to be peaceful and to be at peace. By virtue of salvation, we have peace with God. And when we're not chasing sin and hiding our sin, we have peace with our Lord. And when we're obeying him and not disobeying him, we have peace with our Lord. And when we're resting in Him and trusting in Him, in spite of what this old body thinks or cannot reason out or cannot figure out, when we're looking and trusting and resting in Him, indeed we have peace. Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted. So they blood pressures have jumped up and heart rates are running wild, and they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit, or as you and I would say, they believed that they were seeing a ghost. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Why do thoughts of doubt arise in your heart? Don't be doubtful. But this is for real. This is just like I promised you. It's come to pass. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit or a ghost hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So he holds out his hands and shows his feet out from underneath his robe, and he says, touch me and know that it is me indeed. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. He pushed his feet out there from his robe and held out his hands and his wrists. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Verse 41, and while they yet believed not for joy, these thoughts in their minds and their carnality, and they're just, this doesn't match with anything we've experienced in life and in this world. It just cannot be that a man live again after he was so brutally killed and died. We saw him buried. They believed not for joy. They were rejoicing that he was there. It sounded like him. It looked like him. He had the wounds from what he experienced on the cross. They're wondering. Their minds are running crazy, wild, just trying to put this together. They cannot believe what they are seeing, but they know that they are seeing it. Pinch me. I must be having a dream. That's what they were, their way was there, how they felt. And he said unto them, have ye here any meat? You got any food to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish that they had bought or prepared, and an honeycomb, a slice of a honeycomb with honey in it and the wax that the bees make. And he took the fish and the honeycomb and did eat before them. He ate it. A ghost, a spirit couldn't do that. But he proved to them by eating that he was there and for real. I don't know if anybody reached out to touch him. I don't know if anybody went ahead and took him up on his offer to touch his hands and his feet yet. Maybe they did. But he said, give me some food. And they gave him a piece of fish and a honeycomb, and he ate it. And he said unto them, verse 44, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. Remember that? That all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, first five books of the Bible, and in the prophets, all the rest, and in the Psalms written by David and others, David, Brother Asaph, Brother Solomon, concerning me. This is it, folks. This is what I would had told you. This is what I was saying, that there's some that stand here that would not die until they see me coming in my glory. Oh, and indeed, no doubt the Lord was radiant. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Even seeing Jesus in this state, they just could not get it, comprehend it, have peace regarding it. They couldn't do it. But praise the Lord that he for them and does so for us, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. That's what our desire and our prayer is for ourselves, for you that are hearing these broadcasts, that the Lord would give understanding of the scriptures. It's necessary. Oh, Father, please work in this regard, that all might have understanding, that those that are here hearing these broadcasts and this message from your word, that they might have understanding. We as your children might have understanding. We need our eyes and our ears and our understanding open that we might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, in verse number 46, it is written, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer. It was right for me to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. It was right. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations. That's what the Lord says. Repentance and payment of sins. Repenting of sins before God and testifying and telling unto sinners that their sins can be paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. By his death, burial, and resurrection, and that alone is the only way that sinners can be saved. And listen to this. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Jesus gave indication and told that his ministry was to the household of Israel. And the fulfilling of his coming and the fulfilling of the scriptures and the fulfilling of his gospel was going to be right there in Israel, by which a promise that God had made that through Abraham's seed and through his nation, through his people, that the world would be blessed, and it was going to be accomplished there among that people. But then from there, it would go out into the world, beginning at Jerusalem. Even beginning now with the Jews, but it's going to go out unto all nations. And repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Verse 48, and ye are witnesses of these things. We'll talk about that more next time. I see that our time has passed. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. If you hear under the hearing of my voice and don't have forgiveness of sins, you don't have everlasting life from the Lord, repent of your sins and believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.